Okay, good evening, everybody. Sorry for starting a bit late. We'll see how we'll do next week. We'll see. Bless Hashem. Okay, so today the topic is things that happen every single year. Every single year in the Beis Din, at least in Israel, because they have the authority to actually discuss these things, is the question about the custody of children on Leila Seder. Unfortunately, couples get divorced. It happens. And when they get divorced, so they split the time that they have with the kids. And very, very common is that every chag, every festival, that the kids goes one chag to the mother, and then the other chag goes to the father, and they carry on that way. And many times, Pesach comes, and it's the turn for the children to be with the mother. Then the husband, the father, comes to Beis Din and says, wait a second, I have a mitzvah on Seder night. This is not a regular chag. Once a year, I have the mitzvah of Higata Lebincha, after the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzei Mitzrayim, of telling the story of the exodus of Egypt. And I need my Tashmish mitzvah. I need my article of mitzvah. The same way that in Sukkot I have my lulav and my esrog, and I have my menorah on Hanukkah, so I have my child, my son, for Vihigat Lebincha. So is this claim a claim that Beis Din would accept? Maybe he's right. I mean, who cares if it's Pesach or if it's Shavuos? Although also Shavuos, I think he should be with the children. I think every single chag he should be with the child. It's a very tough thing. So what should the Beis Din say in this case? Is there a particular chiv for the son to be with the father on Leil HaSedah? That's what I want to explore. Unfortunately, I can't show it here in Canada, but in Israel there's a show, a terrific show called Slicha LaSheela. Sorry for asking. Usually it's every episode, it's a different group of people that they ask them very, very personal questions. Sometimes they ask people on the spectrum of autism. They ask all kind of people. So once they had a special episode of children of couples who are divorced. And they ask all kind of questions. And then they ask them the question, where are you for the chag? Efo atem b'chagim? So actually, it was mainly, no, it was not children. I think they were all above 18. Interesting. I think part of them maybe were a bit younger. No one were children. We're actually adults or young adults. And they asked a brother and a sister, I think they were at least 20. And the brother, who's a man and everything, started bursting into tears. And he said that that's the worst time for me in the year. Knowing that you're going to be with one side, and then the other side, you think about him, he's alone, he feels bad, he causes you what's called in Hebrew, nekifot matzpun. How do you say that in English? You're conscious. He's bugging your conscience that although you're sitting in the chag, but you constantly think about the mother or the father is alone. It's a very sad thing. It's a very, very hard time for them. It's a very, very hard thing to do. So, anyway, what is the halacha in this case? The Beis Din has to decide. Should they rule that the child, no matter what, every single year, will be with the father, or every single year, they will change and have some kind of rotation? So, the Shulchan Aruch, I start with the halachos of custody in general, and we'll see how it also maybe plays out also regarding the halacha, regarding Leil HaSedah. So we have to learn a few things. The halacha of custody, according to halacha, and that's what's very special in the Israeli basin. That is, I think, it's the only basin in the world that has the authority to actually paskin in these cases. And regarding the chiyuv of women as opposed to men in the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzei Mitzrayim, and also how important it is that the father will tell the story to his son. Maybe it'll be a problem to have grandchildren for Pesach, because maybe your son-in-law or son has to tell the story to his children. Maybe you're taking away his mitzvah. We'll see that as well. Yeah?
So one point I was like, we forget it's only one night. There's no split.
Yeah.
Forget that.
Many times, also the second night could also be.
I'm saying, for us here, sometimes you can think, oh, well, he can go to one. Why can't he split go to one another? It's a struggle every year. It's a
Oh, well, that's only if they live nearby. Yeah. I was last week in Israel in a Beis Din there, and they wanted to go to London. And one lives in Golders Green, and one lives in, it's a British couple. So one parent lived in Golders Green, and one side lived in Stamford Hill. And they want to say, it's a walking distance. It's not walking distance, right? It's not even close. It's very far, right? Our drive, it's impossible to say, they're in London, they're together in London. No. but maybe this father is saying, listen, I have to have him for both nights. I have the mitzvah of Susan Zrayim for two nights.
I'm just saying, from our standpoint, you know, it's really more special for one night than that, because like you only have one night of the Seder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's much more. Yeah, I agree. Okay, so let's see. So child custody in general, this is a sugi which is actually worthwhile to look into, but we'll have to just go straight to the Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezer Siman Pei Bet Siv Zayin, and the Shulchan Aruch passes and tells us that after that the child was already nigmal from breastfeeding, he no longer has to stay with his mother. So im ratzta hamegareshet sheyeh b'nai tzla, if the mother wants this child to stay with him. So if she wants to have the child, the boy, so he's with her until he is 6 years old. Beyond six, and not only that, the child stays until the age of six by his mother, and the father has to pay his alimony, right?
Support,
yeah, I think that's the better word, until, even though the child is not with him. Achar shesh shenim, after 6 years, yesh la'av lomar, im eino etzli, lo eten lo mezonot. If the child is not with me, I don't have to give him any child support, I don't have to take any responsibility, either he's with me, or he is without me. Why is it that from age six, it's important for this child to be with the father? So says the Shulchan Aruch, and that's, I think, even the Gemara, ben sha'av chayav lelamdo Torah, ulechanchol lemitzvot, tzirich sheyeh etzel aviv. That the son, he has to learn Torah. There's the obligation of the father to teach the son Torah. And because of that, from the age of six, so the child should be with the father. The Ravid said, why age six? Maybe even earlier. You have to teach him letters, you have to teach him things. So the Magid Mishnah answers the Ravid and says that before age six, it's not really complicated things to learn. It's only how to read and to write. I was taught how to read and write by a female teacher, and I really have great, tremendous hakarat tov to her until this very day. You don't have to have this tremendous genius of a rabbi to teach him the aleph beis. So because of that, only from the age of six, when he has to start learning, you have to learn, I don't know, you have to learn chumash, mishnah, things like that, it could be kedai to be with the father to teach him Torah. That's regarding boys. However, girls, habat, it's said, iman, going back to source number one, the underlined line in line three, habat, it said, iman leolam, the daughter is forever with the mother until six and beyond. The custody of the daughter is always by the mother. That's, strictly speaking, that's the halacha me'ikar hadin, that the son is by the mother until the age of six. Beyond the age of six, it goes to the father, and the daughter is forever by the mother. The Rishonim explain, because she teaches her how to be a good Jewish lady with all of what that contains, and because of that, she should stay with the mother. That's the halacha me'ikar hadin. Yeah. So, Baruch Hashem, the Rama, in Source 3, he says, Davka shenir'eh lebeidin shetov labat liyot im ima. This halacha that the daughter is forever with the mother, it's only if we, the basin, see that indeed she is a good character, she's a good role model, she's taking good care of her child, only then we decide that forever the daughter will be with the mother. Aval im nir'eh lehem shetov la yoter lishev im beit avia, ein ha'em yochol lachuf shetiye ima. And this thing goes, of course, also the opposite way. Here he doesn't say it, but obviously it will be also the opposite way. That the thing that we take in mind in the basin, above everything, is the welfare of the child. And if we think that the welfare of if we feel that the welfare of the child should be, that the son should be by the mother, the son will be by the mother. If we believe that the daughter should be by the father, we will decide that the daughter should be by the father. This is what we will determine in that case. So it's not only, and this will be the halacha all the time in Beis Din. So they will barely take this in consideration, saying, okay, until they do this and this, because today everyone will agree that the most healthy thing for a child is he will have a good relationship with both parents, both with the mother and the father. So the Beis Din will never say, listen, the halacha is from the age of six, he's by the father, you'll never see your son again, Mrs. No, chas v'shalom, because obviously we know that today, I think also it was also very clear, maybe also in previous times, that the best thing for the child, that he will be with have a good relationship with both parents. Okay? And that's also brought in Piskei Din, Shebatei Din HaRabanim B'Yisrael, the first volume of Piskei Din of the Israeli Beis Din. They say, it's not the right of the father or the right of the mother. None of them possess the child. The welfare of the child, that's what's important. If we find that it'll be better for him to grow with his mother, not with the father, he will stay with the father and the father with the mother, and the father will still have to give him support, give him mezonot. That is a very important thing to know, that the Beis Din recognizes that the wealth of the child is above everything, every single halacha. Obviously, this halacha that the wealth of the child, it brings a lot of halachic ramifications. One of the interesting ramifications that we saw these past years was regarding a couple that got divorced, and one parent is a pro-vaxxer and the other parent is an anti-vaxxer, and now they are in debate whether to vaccine their children with the COVID vaccine. What to do? So the Beis Din in Yerushalayim, you'll see in source number 5, it's a psak din that was given this past year in Gimel Tishrei Tavshim Pei Bet, just a few months ago, and they're discussing this particular case. What should we do? What is it under the authority, and it's the decision of the father, or it's under the authority of the mother, and it's her decision? Who is it? So of course they say, Tovat hayelet goveret al ratzon horav. The thing that is the most important for us is the welfare of the child. And since the Ministry of Health, Misal Briut, they say it's very kedai for children above the age of 12 to have two vaccines against COVID, and obviously the welfare of the child is to be well and not sick and not have COVID, even though children, Baruch Hashem, take it quite easily. But we could never know what could happen, and sometimes there are severe cases of COVID, even among children. So because of that, we will not take in consideration the decision, the opinion of the anti-vaxxer parent, and the Beis Din will allow the parent who wants to vaccinate the child to do so, even without the permission of the other side. Since the child was a bit old at the time, I'm not really sure how old he was, I think it is brought in the Psak Din, I think he was around 13, 14, 15, so he is a certain bardat, he has some a seichel in his mind, so we should ask him what he thinks. And if he doesn't object, we will vaccine him. We'll vaccinate, not vaccine. Yeah, it's not a vaccine. We'll vaccinate the child. Very good. Very good. Okay? Any questions until here? No. So, although that the halacha is that the child should stay by the father in order to learn Torah, but if the wealth of the child is that he should be in touch with both parents or exclusively by the mother, so in that case, even though there's a mitzvah of the father to teach the child Torah, still the child could be by the mother and he will miss out his mitzvah of teaching his child Torah, of Vishiran to Levanecha. Okay, that's introduction regarding child custody in general in halacha. Now, let's move into the mitzvah of woman in the Sipur of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, of telling the story of the exodus of Egypt. So, are women chayav in that mitzvah or not? What do you think? I'm surprised. Sorry? So, on the one hand, we have mitzvah Eser Shazman Grama, as Rav Elzar says. And I'm very surprised to hear from one of the tremendous Talmidei Chachamim that passed the test of Smichas Chaver to say, Af hen hayu b'oto anes, because Sorry? Because Avir Ta'anes is only on Mitzvot de Rabbanan, as we learned. Sipuz of Mitzrayim is written explicitly in the Bible, in the Torah. It's written, So it's a mitzvah, it's a deoraisa mitzvah. So how can we say that the other chai because of Avir Ta'anes? Very good. So lichora, we should say that they're potter from the mitzvah Sipuz of Mitzrayim. It's a mitzvah Esa Shazman Grama, it's a time-bound positive mitzvah, and Afanim Ta'anes doesn't seem to apply here. It is a machlokes Rishonim, don't worry. But we did not mention that in Sichas Chaver. But regarding Afanim Ta'anes, if you said also regarding Sodeh Rabbanan. Which limud?
Talmud Torah.
Women are potter from Talmud Torah.
Teaching.
And also maybe even learning. Not maybe.
What?
Talmud Torah is a mitzvah that women are potter from.
Right.
Both teaching and learning. So that's another reason for them to be exempted from the mitzvah. Right. But, okay.
But aren't they also high eating? Isn't it also high eating matzah?
Oh, very good. We know that although that matzah is a time-bound positive mitzvah, women are chayav in eating matzah. So you're saying it's tied together. Why would you say such a thing?
Because
oh, amazing. I have here tremendous Talmud Chacham. I'm not seeing here only Morris and Simon. I'm seeing here the Stipler and the Maharam Shik. Amazing. Baruch Hashem. So, let's see. Very good. Very, very good. So, let's start in verse number 6. The Tur says, Echad anashim ve'echad anashim chayavim behem u'mechol ha-mitzvot ha-nohagot b'to layla kegon matzah u'maror. So, the Tur seems to contradict himself. Because how many mitzvahs do we have in Seder night? 4 mitzvahs. It's Rashi Tevot Dmama. Dalet is Dalet Kosot. Mem is Matzah. Mem is Maror. Hey is Haggadah. We have 4 mitzvot. There are chayav in all the mitzvot. Such as Matzah or Maror. He's not mentioning anything about Dalet Kosot. He's not mentioning anything about Sipuz and Mitzrayim. That's the Tur, and some are actually Medayik in the Tur, that they're exempted from Sipuz and Mitzrayim, because he's not bringing that as an example. That's the Tur. The Shulchan Aruch says in Surah 7, גם אנשים חייבות בארבע כוסות, ובכל המצוות הנוהגות באותו לילה. And the Mishabura says that שאף שמצוות עשה שזמן גרמה, מקוקם חייבות שאף אני בתואנס. Wait a second, but what is he saying that about? ארבע כוסות. ארבע כוסות is a דרבנן מצווה. The deraisa of the night is matzah and sipuz and mitzrayim. Maror today is the Rabbanan, and also the Arba Kosot is the Rabbanan. So Afanim Ta'anes is a Svara for the Rabbanan mitzvahs, okay? But he also adds and says, Mitzvot Nagot, Kegon Matzah, Maror, Ve'amirat Agada. He says that women are chayav also in the mitzvah of telling the story of Yitzei Mitzrayim, of the saying of the Haggadah. Sefer HaChinuch, in source 8, he says, Lesaper, the mitzvah, in Parashat Bo, Vigata Bincha, the mitzvah is, Lesaper, Binyan Yitzei Mitzrayim, Bilel Chemishasa Benisan, Kol Echad Kefitza Chudeshono, everyone to say it nicely, clearly, Lehalev, Leshabach, Hashem Barach, to praise and thank Hashem, Vekal Pirshu Chamim, Vechule Vechulei, Noheget, Bizcharim, Venekevot, this mitzvah applies both to man and woman, Bekol Makom, Uvechol Zman, either in Canada, either in Israel, either in Crete, every single place, both men and women are chayav in the mitzvah of Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim. That's according to the Chinuch. But the Minchas Chinuch comes and asks and says, wait a second, that does not make any sense. Says in Minchas Chinuch in source number 9, Davar ze chidush gadol itzli. Lama yehe noheg mitzvah zo benashim? Kfi keivan, as Rav Elza says, Kevan dehavem mitzvah seshas man grama. This is a time-bound positive mitzvah. V'nashim pturot, and women are exempted from these kinds of mitzvah. Where is the chinuch bringing this thing that they're chayev in the mitzvah of Sipuz Mitzrayim? V'harambam perek vav gabei achat matzah katav mefurash v'nashim chayavot. The Rambam says explicitly that regarding matzah, women are chayev. as it is brought in the Shas. But he didn't bring anywhere in the Mishnah Torah, that's something that the Minchas Chinuch could say, that nowhere in Mishnah Torah, in the Rambam, he says the woman chayav in Haggadah. He says chayav in Matzah. But nowhere it's written that they're chayav in Haggadah. He says, also look in Hilchot Akum. Chashiv HaMitzad HaSeh Shazan Gramam Shashim Chayavot Kiddush Hayom Achilat Matzah VePesach Simcha VeAkel VeLo Chashiv Zeh. And regarding the Rambam in Hilchos Akum, he brings down the Mitzvot HaSeh Shazan Gramam, the time-bound positive mitzvahs that women are chayav. He brings, for example, Kiddush. He brings, for example, Matzah. He brings the Kolban Pesach Simcha HaKel. He doesn't bring Sibutz HaMitzrayim. So you could see clearly, according to the Rambam, that he didn't count that as a mitzvah, that they're chayev. Where do you learn this thing that women are chayev in this mitzvah?
כמו מקרא מגילה ודלת כוסות, כבר הוכיחו התוספות דבר זה אינו אלא מדרבנן.
So here I'm not really sure what he means, but either you use this only for derabanan mitzvahs, you have one Tosfot who says that thing, or maybe Yibutonis could generate a Chiyuv Mitzvah only in a Derabanan level. That's a different Tosfot in a different place. We know the Tosfot that says that only regarding Mitzvah Derabanan. So how is it that the Chinuch says simply that women are Chayev in Matzah, in Sputza Mitzrayim? How is it? Where is he bringing this thing from? This is a time-bound positive mitzvah. Afinu Yibutonis seemingly does not apply. He brings a Shagas Aryeh. Sorry? Want to tell something? He brings a Shagas Aryeh that has some kind of diuk. I won't get into it. He said, but clearly I don't understand where is he getting this from. So, to summarize, Minchas Chinuch questions the Chinuch very much. And he says, I don't understand. Why should we suggest and say that women are chayev in the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzat Mitzrayim? It's a time-bound positive mitzvah. There's no reason for women to be chayev in it whatsoever. And we don't have any special limud to teach us that they're chayev. So that's the question of the Minchat Chinuch. However, the Achronim are trying to find sources. And we're going to see, I won't say three answers, maybe two and a half answers. One which will say that they're chayev indeed mideoraita. One will say that they're chayev indeed only midrabanan, and one will say that women are not chayev whatsoever in the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzat Mitzrayim at all. So let, yes. I assume it goes together. I mean, Sipur Yitzat Mitzrayim, you have to tell it to someone, he got to libincha, so apparently it should be. So. Children?
Children.
Yeah, who said children? Yeladim? Where? Ah.
Because when you said that a woman that maybe for the father, it says over there, it's just that they have to be told. They just have to learn the secret of Tisbashan. It doesn't make a difference.
Oh, so you're saying that the result of them learning is what's important.
The result is not coming from the, unless that's the end of your speech.
It is the end of my speech. You can go home if you want. It's okay. Thank you for coming. Well, it's going to be there. It's fine. Shkoyach, amazing. So, yes, so what you're saying is, Shemazan Lerbach in Source 21. We'll get there, B'zal Hashem, all in good time. Let's enjoy the process. So, let's start. How can we learn this thing that women are chayev in the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzat Mitzrayim? So, let's start with the answer of Simon, Maharam Shik, in Source 10, and the Maharam Shik says, it's not a difficult question at all. I'll tell you exactly where is it I learned that the chiyuv of women in the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzat Mitzrayim. The Torah tells us, lo tochal alav chametz, shivati mitochal alav matzot, lechem oni, and Chazal learned from there. So we know that those who are chayev in the prohibition of eating chametz, they're also chayev in the mitzvah of eating matzah. So it goes together. Those who cannot eat chametz, everyone, are chayev in the mitzvah of eating matzah. And how is matzah called? Lechem oni. Lechem that is either poor bread or lechem she'onin alav dvim harbe, that you speak with this bread. V'darshu chazal bepsachim, That you should tell the story with this prop around you, with this matzah. Matzah zu ashu matzah, come and show it. Ta'inu shechayin nesaper alav ha'agadah. ומהקשר דקרא הזה, ילפילן שנשים חייבות במצות. אף אגב, דאבים זה שזמן גרמה. והקש זה נעה מכתיב אצל לחם עוני. מוכה גם כן שצריכים לענות. ומוכה גם חייבים גם כן במצוות הגדה. Beautiful. Women are chayev also, they're not allowed to eat chametz, and they're also are chayev to eat matzah. What is matzah? Matzah includes two things. Eating the matzah and telling the story of the Exodus of Egypt with the matzah. Lechem shonin lav dvarim harbe. So if you're chayav in the matzah, you're chayav in all of what this mitzvah contains, both eating the matzah and both telling the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's the Maharam Shik. So in that case, their chiyuv is in the same level of man, it's a chiyuv deoraita. Because the mitzvah is tied to a mitzvah d'oraita, to a biblical mitzvah, the mitzvah of matzah. Beautiful. That's Maharam Shik. Very good. So we see that there are chayav d'oraita because it's tied to the mitzvah of matzah. What did you say remind me? Yeah, so actually that's the stipler. The stipler, he says that from that source that you have to tell the story with the matzah and it goes together. Yes. I didn't bring it in the stipler, but that's what he says. Exactly, the exact same words. Mash the same words. That's what he says. So we see that the chiyuv is the oraita. Chayyadam in source 11, he ties it to a different mitzvah of the night that they're chayiv. Which mitzvah? The mitzvah of arba kosot. Arba kosot is a mitzvah derabanan. And regarding Mitzvot Rabbanan, we have this rule of Af Hein Ayu B'Tohanes. It's an explicit Gemara in Psochim. And women are chayav also in the Arba Kosot. And why is it connected to the Haggadah? So those who were present last night between Milcha Mariv, so I spoke about the Kadesh and the nature of the mitzvah of Arba Kosot. And we said it's either the mitzvah is to drink the kosot, or that's the way to say the Haggadah. You say the Haggadah every time, every once in a while, you take a shot, and in order to bring some kind of importance to the saying of the Haggadah, to telling of the story of the Sfuz of Yitzhayim, you drink throughout the process. That's why, like in Kiddush, Medoraita, it's enough to tell the Kiddush, to say words of Shevach, of Shabbos, but Chazal said, add a cup of wine to it. The same thing they did also regarding Arba Kosot. So the Chayyad Adam ties telling the story of Sfuz HaMitzrayim to Arba Kosot. Women are Chayev in Arba Kosot. So because of that, they'll be Chayev also in Sfuz HaMitzrayim. Let's see the Chayyad Adam inside. So he says, Kodem to the Nagot, Betelot Elu, דלת כוסות, מצה, מרוס, וצמצרים, אחד אנשים ואחד נשים חייבים. כך משהו של שנוכל רוך, אף הגדה, מלשון הטור משהו שפטורות, from the words of the tour, who said only מצה ומרור, it seems that they're not חייב, but, yeah, he said, נשים חייבות בדלת כוסות, what did he say? Yeah, so I think I didn't bring the entire words of the tool, which is chaval. He says explicitly also arba kosot, apparently, according to the Chayyad Adam. So the chayav also in dalet kosot lema'utei hagada v'chem asha lichora bepesachid af kufret atosfot she'af ani b'toanes. Aval if shalom arken the nei de pturot v'na Torah, they are exempted from the biblical mitzvah of Sibut HaMitzrayim, Kevan Dehav Mitzad Eser Shazan Grama, Mikol Makom Kevan De Mechuyavot Bedalet Kosot, Vekayim Alan, Deim Shtaan Shalal HaSeder Lo Yatsa, Imken HaKocha Chavot Bagada Kedi Shishte Al HaSeder. So he says, they're not chayev in the biblical commandment of Sibut HaMitzrayim, because indeed, that's a Mitzad Eser Shazman Grama. It's a time-bound positive mitzvah. However, since they're chayev in Arba Kosot, and we tie together the mitzvah of Arba Kosot with the mitzvah of Haggadah, because of that, they are chayev also in the Haggadah, so they're chayev in the same level of Arba Kosot. Arba Kosot is only derabanan. So their chiyuv is only a derabanan. It's a beautiful vault. I remember but from whom I heard it. It's a Chassidish Revort that when we say V'hisha amda la'avoteinu, so we raise the glass and we cover the matzah. Right? So why do we raise the glass? So I think it's the Belzer Rav who says so, that we're lifting the mitzvah derabanan of the night and saying V'hisha amda la'avoteinu, the derabanan mitzvahs. Mitzvah d'oraita is very nice, but the siyagim, the mitzvah d'rabanan that we have that we generated throughout the years, the Torah shebe'al-peh that we learned, all the siyagim that we did for preventing ourselves from doing averot, that's shamda l'avotinu v'lanu. That's our key to our survival in the galus. Very nice idea, I think. Again, the mitzvah d'rabanan. So according to Chayei Adam, we're menachayev only with the rabbanon because it's tied to Abba Kassot. Yeah.
Did the Eben, for some reason, he can't say the Kabbalah? Aren't you still in the Kliyav
to? Very good. So last night, Jemicha Mariv, I said that the nafkamina in the Chakira, whether the mitzvah is to drink the cups or to say it throughout the Haggadah, to drink throughout reading the Haggadah, is what if you don't say everything and you just drink glass after glass after glass. The halacha is, and you're right, the halacha is that b'di'evet, Bir Halacha says, that you are yotze. You are yotze. So it might be a bit of a problem saying that the entire idea of Shemitah is tied to the Arba Kosot. You have to say something. I mean, even the person who's doing a brief Haggadah, he has to say that the main parts of the Haggadah, the question and the answer, and Kol Shel Amar Shel Shavim Pesach, the three most important things. So there is some kind of element of saying something. But indeed, if you just drink shot after shot after shot, the end, you are Yotze. You are Yotze. Yeah, but it's a very good point. It's a very, very good point. So that is option number two. So option number one, they're Chayv and Deoraita. Option number two, they're Chayv and Derabanan. Option number three is the Birkei Yosef. The Raman, Siman Taf Ayin Gimel, in source 12. So he says, "Yomar b'lashon shemivinim hanashim ve'aktanim." Or yefareshim ha'inyan. You could say the Haggadah in numerous languages. If you live in China and your children only understand Chinese, or your wife only understands Chinese, hopefully she's Jewish, so you should say it in the language that she understands. They have to understand it. So you and he says, "V'chen asa achim melondri kol ha'agada b'lashon laz kedi she'avinu hanashim ve'aktanim." There was this rabbi, the Rime Laundry, from Laundry, okay? So he did the entire Haggadah in Laz.
In England. It's London, England.
Ah, it's London, England.
Yeah.
Laundry?
French is London.
French London, it's called Laundry.
Laundry, okay. Shkoyach, thank you so much. I'm learning geography. So in Laundry, there's Golders Green in Stamford Hill. Okay, okay. We're learning a lot of geography today. And it's an hour distance by car. Okay, so he said he had this entire Haggadah in English, I assume, if he's from London. Definitely not in French. So and why? In order for the woman to understand, so you can learn from the Ramah that there is a mitzvah for women to hear the story of Sputa Mitzrayim. Says the Birkei Yosef, you know why you have to tell the story in order for women to understand? It's not because they're obligated in the mitzvah. So they can't be chayev medoraita because it's a mitzvah. You can't say they're chayev afanim betoanes because that's only regarding biblical derabbanan mitzvot and not deoraita mitzvot. Even though the women are wearing the same miracle of Sukkot, they are part of the mitzvah of Sukkot, even though he didn't tell us that also women are chayiv. V'ilu lekaman ketav Rambam kol echad ve'echad chayiv ishtot. Regarding the mitzvah of telling the story of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, Rambam tells us explicitly both men and women are chayiv. Regarding the mitzvah, regarding drinking the wine, sorry. But regarding the mitzvah of telling the story, the Rambam tells us only the Rambam does not tell us anything about women. So you see from here, mashma shemitzvat hagada ein hanashim chayavot. You see from the Rambam clearly that women are not chayav at all in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzeh Mitzrayim. So why is it that the Rama tells us that have in Haggadah, in English, in order for them to understand? Why is that? Elam Yeshum she'achiyuv shelanu lesaper b'Yetzeh Mitzrayim anu tzrichim lomar lehem b'lashon she'yavinu. Beautiful. That why is it that I have to say a clear story and tell it in the language that they want to understand? Not for them, really. But once they understand, I perform my mitzvah of telling the story. Telling the story is not telling mumbo jumbo, it's telling actually clear things for everyone to understand. Once they understand, I could say I did this mitzvah of Sputzah Mitzrayim. So says the Birka Yosef. Birka Yosef is the Chida. He brings it from a book called Beit David. I'm not really sure who he is. And he says that women are exempted entirely from the mitzvah of Sputzah Mitzrayim. Why are they there? And why should they understand? For your own benefit. For you to perform your mitzvah in order for them to, and once they understand, you fulfilled your own personal mitzvah. That's according to the Birkei Yosef. So you have your three opinions. One opinion says, women are chayav midoraita, because it's part of the mitzvah of matzah. One says that they're chayav midorabanan, because it's part of the mitzvah of Abba Kosot. And one says they're not chayav mitzvah whatsoever. They're here only to listen. Be quiet. Listen to me telling you the story. Once you understand, it's good. And only then I can say that I actually fulfilled my mitzvah. That's the three opinions. Halacha lemaise, it seems that the majority of poskim hold that they're chayav midirabanan. They're not chayav midiraisa, they're chayav midirabanan. You see it also in Chayyadam, who was a major, major posek. You see it also in Shulchan Aruch Harav in Source 13. That regarding all the mitzvot of the night, women are chayev only midirabanan. One second, except matzah. He says, even the daughters, dinam kiktanim, they also are chayev like the young boys. V'chem v'shar kol ha-mitzvot ha-nohagot b'layl hazeh, ein chiluk bin anashim l'anashim. There's no difference. She'anashim p'turot, she'zayin rama, ben she'torah ben she'edvich sofrim. Av ha-pichen, even though they're potter, from the deraisa level, chivu otan chachamim b'kol ha-dvarim she'itnu b'layl hazeh, she'af eni b'to ha-nes. And that's only a derabanan. Achilat matzah hem chayvot min haTorah lefi shukshah, because there is a hekesh. But regarding the rest of the mitzvot of the night, are chayv only mid derabanan. So according to also Shulchan Aruch Harav, chayv also mid derabanan. Primegadim, he says something very, very important, and he says that you should not be mechabed the woman to read out from the Haggadah. In the practice, the minhag of the man family, at least when I was young, no, actually I was there so a few years ago, so is that every child reads from the Haggadah. Me and my sister constantly had a fight who's going to read the Ben HaChacham, and constantly I lost. She's older than me, and she read it out. And is it okay if I was smarter at the time? I would say, excuse me. Prima Gadim says that women should not read the Haggadah. Amirat Haggadah, Efshar She'af Shelo Yatsa, Ein Mutziyah La'Anashim. Lechad Terutza Hemed HaRabanan. Because women, according to several poskim, are chayav only Hemed HaRabanan. My mitzvah is Deraisa, so you can't be Motzi me. So that's a very good claim. No, I'll teach Moshe to say that it's a claim. But in my family, only I read the Haggadah. Quickly. Maybe Moshe, I don't know. It's a good question. I don't remember what I did last year. But anyway.
You don't make a difference. You wouldn't be able to make a difference between the
Rabbanan. Yeah, absolutely right. I think you're absolutely right. I think you're right. The Rabbanan is Beseder. Okay. I just read it out. And then the Moshe has a comment here. My wife has a comment there. Everyone? I said in Ra.
Not together, word for word, but everybody will read it.
Together?
Yes.
Wait, at the same time?
Yeah.
Honestly, so some say that's the best thing to do because everyone actually is telling the story. Some say that it might be kedai that only one person will say it, because telling a story is, yeah, the storyteller, and those who are listening to the story. So some might suggest it might be kedai that have only one person, the head of the house, the grandfather, the great-grandfather, to tell the story, and then the rest will listen from him. What? That's what's in Ra'anana. Sorry, yes? I remember my father doing that as well. That after we asked him, everyone saying it, then he read it again. So I don't know what to say. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi, which is not me apparently. Sorry. So even after that, they sing the Mishnah. So again, the boss said he reads it again.
Rabbi, follow
up. What?
You read it quietly, Mishnah.
Yeah? No, reverse problem.
I did it. My father
said Mishnah.
It doesn't make a lot of sense, honestly, because the son is supposed to ask it, but I don't know. But
I agree.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I don't know. Also by us. Same thing here. Also my father, and also, I think, I don't remember what I did last year and 2 years ago when we did it ourselves. I don't remember. But I see that there are numerous minhagim. Either everyone say it together, either one says it to everyone, and I've also seen people that just passed it around. And everyone said in their turn, according to Pirkei Avodim, maybe it's right that you should be davka give the daughter to say the Ben HaChacham, and then she won't ask Kol Shul Amar Shazrinu BePesach, that which is the most important part. I hear. My father was right. He knew what to do. Yuda, it's okay. He knew what to do. So after seeing this, that the chiyuv of men is more than the chiyuv of women. So, if you'll see in the book called Piskei Din Shebatei Adin HaRabanim Yisrael, there's a psak din written by three rabbis. Two of them held that if a father comes and says, I want my son for a little because he's my esrog, he's my child to do the mitzvah of Sibusav Yisrael, it's written there. Lifize ala yeladim lishhot ima av bil seder lelamdam Torah sipur itzai Mitzrayim. Because since you have more of a mitzvah, you have more of a mitzvah. Leor kol anal ein sefek she'af she'em chayevet b'din sipur itzai Mitzrayim. She's also chayev. She is. I know all the sources. It's okay. Mitzvat ha'av goveret alav ve'al haben lishhot b'leil kedesh chag etzel ha'av. He has more of a chiyuv. So because of that, we accept the claim, says this Dayan, Reb Chaim Shleime Rosenthal, an outstanding Talmid Chacham. I know his brother very well, honestly. His brother is also a Dayan. And he's a tremendous Talmid Chacham. And he says, yes, if indeed both parents are good parents, you should prefer the father. However, he says, כמובן שאין זה פסק דין גורף בכל מקום ובכל עניין, יש לבדוק כל מצב לגופו, שאם הקשר בין האב לבן הוא רופף ומתוח, if they don't have a good relationship, כי אז החוויה הרוחנית, החינוך לקדושה, תהיה חוויה שלילית. If they don't get along, so what are we doing here? The purpose here is for the child to learn, to have this experience, this spiritual experience, if they don't have it, so no, it's not כדאי. אבל במקרה... שהקשר הוא קשר חיובי, הבן שואלת אם זה יהיה אצל אב, ודאי שדינו שיהיה אצל אביו בליל הסדר, חיים שלי מרוזנדר, this is a misprint, not my misprint, I think it's a misprint in what should we call it, in the Bar Ilan, because I know it's חיים שלי מרוזנדר. I'm not really sure if it's life, I don't know. Of his life. I don't know. So that's what the Beis Din said. And for many years, I know that numerous Batei Din hold that if the father will come with his claim, even though that they have a settlement, that once one Chag is here, one Chag is there, every Pesach, the father has more of a mitzvah, he should be by the father. A few years ago, 2 years ago, they appealed to the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim, and the Beis Din HaGadol said, differently. They said that there's no obligation that the child has to be necessarily by the father, and the father is not missing anything without the child, and he also could be with the mother. And let's see the sources who say so. So there is definitely a hider for the child, for the father telling the child in particular. The Rambam says mitzvah lehodia labanim afilu lo shalu shema bagat bincha lifi dato sheben aviv melamdo, and he even adds v'imaya ben chacham vegadol, even if he's a bar mitzvah and he's smart, modio ma shiranu v'mitzrayim nisim shenasu lanu al adem moshe rabbeinu hakol lifi dato shel haben. There's a mitzvah for the father to tell the child, even in the book of Shoftim, when the angel comes to the judge Gidon, and he does these miracles, and then Gidon and he reveals himself in front of Gidon. Gidon asks him, "Vayomer alav Gidon, bi Adoni, v'yesh Hashem imanu, v'lama metzatnu kozot? Why are we suffering from these people?" From Midian, where are all these miracles that our fathers, our forefathers tell us all the time? And Rashi tells us it was Pesach. Pesach haya. Amar lo emesh ikrani abba et ha'alel v'shmativ sheya omer v'tzil Yisrael Mitzrayim. Gideon is telling the angel, and I assume that Gideon was a very old person because he was. Because the tribe is tzaddik, he was a judge about to wage war with Midian, and he says, "Listen, last night I heard from my father." So you see the importance of hearing from the father to the child. You see how important it is to have this connection, especially in Leila Seder. In addition, I saw in the Haggadah of the Metivta, they brought tens of answers. Why is it that we don't recite a bracha before the mitzvah of Sipur Yisrael Mitzrayim? We say bracha before we eat matzah. We say bracha before we eat maror. We say bracha before we put on tefillin and tzitzis. Before Sipur Yisrael Mitzrayim, we don't say a bracha. Says the Machne Chaim, a very surprising answer. He says, you want to know why? For the same reason of tzedakah. Famous Rashba, everyone uses it all the time, even if it doesn't make sense. That maybe the poor person, why don't you say a bracha before tzedakah, says the Rashba? Because maybe the poor person wouldn't accept the money. He said, no, thank you, I'm not getting money from you. I don't want to get anything from you. Because of that, we don't say a bracha. Says the Machne Chaim, maybe the same thing would be also with the child. Come boy, I want to tell the story of Sipur Mitzrayim. No, I don't want to. So because of that, maybe you cannot say the bracha. Maybe he won't be willing to listen to the story. Maybe he won't. Maybe he will fall asleep. So because of that, says the Machne Chaim, one should not say a bracha because maybe no one is there to listen to you. Yeah.
Just from this Gidon story, I was actually going to ask, to what age or to what point of life does the child have? Once they have a son, they shouldn't have. I don't know. It sounds like you know. It doesn't matter.
So every
married king has to come.
So you're actually asking two questions. Question number one is, maybe everyone that gets married is 50, 60 years old, he should go to his 90 years old father because he is his etrog. And also, what about him? I mean, so let's say he is going, but what about his mitzvah, about telling his child? So I don't have an answer for the first question. I don't have an answer. But in source 20, Moshe Sturmbach is addressing your second question. We're going to the parents, or chas v'sholem to the in-laws, and the father-in-law, my father-in-law, is telling the story of Haggadah. He's taking away my mitzvah. I should say the mitzvah. So he asks the Shavas Vanagas, how is it that we do such a thing? So he says, Ikar mitzvah tzipur tzimitzrayim yeshitmoa ala minahag shebanim nisuim. This is the question. How is it that married children mitarchim b'leil haseder etzel ahorim? They're going to their parents or the mechutan v'yachad im b'neihem hem. V'nimtza she'asaba menahel et haseder v'hem shotkim rov hazman. And they are quiet, they're good children, good son-in-law, not saying a word. ולכאורה מבטלים המצוות עשה דאורייתא שהאב יספר לבנו. הדבר תימא רבתי. This is a very, very big question. How is it that they're losing their mitzvah?
Kibbutz.
So kibbutz trumps my mitzvah. Kibbutz doesn't trump any mitzvah. If my father tells me, don't observe Shabbos, I'm not listening to him. And if he's taking away my mitzvah, of the spoons of Mitzrayim. So, excuse me, please be quiet. I have a few answers to give my child.
If you do it like you Baruch Hashem, you have the kids there, and you put all the families, you sit with your family. Yes, there will be certain baptized everybody, but otherwise, you are telling.
Ah, so you're saying very nicely that even if you have all of your grandchildren, but every family has it separately.
So
not everyone do that. Sorry?
How do you run a program?
Sorry?
How do
you run a program? Yeah? Yeah? How is it? Yeah, because it. That's 100% true. That's 100%. Yes. Shkoyah, thank you. Appreciate it. So how is it? So he says. The Chus and Hagas, that easy, shlichus. You have the concept of shlichus. The same way that every one of us have the mitzvah to teach our children, and we can send them to school, so we could also have someone hire someone, or go to the grandfather, and he will tell the story. He's my shaliach, very good. You can have a shaliach. So he says, you have to tell him. He says you have to tell him. You have to tell him, be my shaliach. He still, and he says that, I won't go into it because it's already becoming a bit late, but he could be your shaliach even without, you should tell him. He does mention in the second paragraph, this is very interesting, that I saw in the Psak, the Beis Nagodol, they didn't bring the second paragraph, because in the second paragraph he says, that I'm not really comfortable with this idea of shlichus, because usually the idea of shlichus is that the shaliach can do the mitzvah as good as I can. But here, instead of me telling my three children, my father-in-law is going to tell the story to 15 grandchildren? What is better? I assume, says Moshe Sternbach, you telling to your three children. So maybe in this case it's no good. So he says that even though it's okay to have a general shaliach, try in the important parts to say a few words to your child. That's what he says, Moshe Sternbach. The base in the
Shamea Kone.
That's a very big question, Shamea Kone, in Sifut HaMitzrayim. It's a very big question, by the way. It's a very big question. But, so he's your shaliach. According to Zeh, he adds just a very interesting Or HaChaim HaKadosh, and he says that you have to explain very clearly for the child, and in a level that he can be able to carry on the tradition and pass it on forward. That Or HaChaim, the last two lines in Source 20, HaMitzvah She'avinu Tov Ad She'itkayem V'igata Levincha B'emahu Lemor. You're telling the child that what? He will, in the end of the day, lemo. He himself will be a source of inspiration and education to others. This is beautiful. That true chinuch is not only just receiving. You're giving him the koichos, the powers to carry on the tradition to the next generation. I think it's very, very inspiring. So anyway, he says, you can have a shaliach. No problem. You have shlichus. Halichus Shlomo says, you don't even need shlichus. Says Rav Shmuel Auerbach, and this is also, I think, was the idea of Rav Younger, and he says, Rabbi Misubim Yachad, Ein Chiyuv al Kol Echad Lesaper Yisubut HaMitzrayim Levanav Batzmo. Dai Bekach She'echad Ma Misubim Misaper Kulam. Because again, this is a story. So you have to, we have to make sure that the children heard the story of Yisubut HaMitzrayim. Either the children, either myself. There is a story. One is telling, one is hearing. That's what's important. And even if there's only one person telling to everyone, that's okay. Says in the commentator of Hilchos Shlomo, those who brought the book together, it's a collection of the Divrei Halacha of Shmuel Auerbach. So he says, "Lefi sheikar chiyuv ala av hu shishmu b'nav ala sepus haMitzrayim." What is the chiyuv? Not to tell the story, to make sure that your children heard the story. I have to make sure that they heard this syllabus throughout the night, and that's it. That's my responsibility. Even without me saying, listen, you're my shaliach, no need. You don't need any minu shlichus, no nothing. Your responsibility is the children to hear these few stories, these few items throughout the night. That's all what you need to do. They used to say that was also the common practice of Shmuel Auerbach. All of his grandchildren and his descendants came to him for Pesach, and he himself was telling the story And that's it. You don't need any minuy of shlichus. You don't need to appoint him. Nothing. Because again, the important thing is that the children will hear the story, and that's it. Because of that, says Harav Eliezer Igra, in Source 23, Shlita, he's a dayan in Israel, a dayan in the Beis Nagodol, and he wrote in the Psak Din, that the story was there that the regional Beis Din, the lower Beis Din, said that Pesach should be by the father every single year. They appealed to the Beis Nagodol, and he says, no. Mitzvat chinuch sheba mechuyav ha'av mitkayemet kol ha'shana aledei shlichei ha'bal. The entire year, you have shlichim. You have proxies. You have teachers, rabbanim, your wife. Yes, even though you guys are separated, but you know very well that your wife is also teaching your child when you're not with him. Ve'eina yechola liot siba sheyeladim yu b'leil ha'seder davka etzel ha'av. That's not good enough of a reason to say that the children will have to be with you on the Seder. Regarding your personal mitzvah, see verse 22, Rambam says, Ein lo ben, ishto sholto. Ein le isha, sholim zed ze. Ve'afilu kochamim. Hey, levado, you have your lonely Seder, sho'el atzmo ma'isha ha'alaze. You could perform the mitzvah of a specific time, even by yourself. Maybe a hiddur to have your child, very nice, but still it's only a hiddur, and you can't take away, you don't have any right, says the Beis Nagodol, to take away your child every single year from the wife, and you could perform your mitzvah, even when she's teaching your child, and even when you're telling the story yourself. I'll conclude with one vote, short vote of the Sfat Emet, that he says, Kol ha-marbel es fadis ha-Nitzrayim, harei ze meshubach. So some people think that the idea is, all those who carry on this night telling the story of Mitzrayim is Meshubach, says Fatimet. No. The mitzvah is not this night, all nights of the year. The mitzvah of Chinuch is not only one night of the year, it's not only one night, one day out of 54. Every single day of the year you have the mitzvah of Chinuch. Kol ha-marbe lesaper, beyond this night, every single day you have a connection with your child and teaching and educating him. That's the Shvach. So may we be zoche to educate our children this night in particular, but every single night of the year.